Report, Tampon Shortage Hits Consumers Amid High Inflation. By Amy Furr on June 11, 2022. Tampons have reportedly been scarce lately amid shortages, including baby formula, that have affected consumers. In a recent statement, manufacturer Procter & Gamble, the company that makes Tampax tampons and Always pads, said some consumers at the moment might be unable to find what they need but described the problem as temporary, NBC News reported Friday. The Tampax team is producing tampons 24/7 to meet the increased demand for our products, the company explained, adding, "We are working with our retail partners to maximize availability, which has significantly increased over the last several months." Meanwhile, social media users voiced their frustration over the apparent issue. Baby formula and now a tampon shortage. Biden's war on women is on. Stock up, ladies. Hashtag tampon shortage, one person wrote. I'm sure Biden will blame Putin for this as well. Baby formula shortage, now tampons, what's next? Another commented. The cost of tampons increased about 10% over the past year. The NBC article continued, the cause reportedly being the growing price of materials such as cotton. Meanwhile, energy costs skyrocketed Friday, according to Breitbart News. The price of electricity has increased 12% and gasoline has increased over 48% in the last 12 months, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Energy prices have increased as Biden has waged a war on American energy. Biden has driven up private and public financing costs of oil drilling, halted drilling on public lands, and canceled the Keystone Pipeline. Instead, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed coronavirus and the Ukrainian war for the price spikes. In addition, consumer sentiment recently plummeted to the lowest recorded, as inflation reached its worst level in more than 40 years. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment plunged to a record low of 50.2, down from a May reading of 58.4. Economists polled expected the gauge to hold steady after declining sharply a month earlier, according to Breitbart News.